Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jess, and as always, I'm so excited to be here with you guys. This is my favorite place to be. I have so much to share today, and I'm just going to get, as real as they fucking come. Which is probably not a surprise to you if you're listening to the show for a while. Welcome back. If you are new, welcome here. This is a show where we break down all things spirituality, obviously, and all things business, hence the name of the show. And on Thursdays, every single Thursday, I come on with a tiny little key. I like to call it a key off of my cosmic keychain, also inspired by the tattoo of the key that is tattooed across my heart. Yes, I'm crazy like that, which represents the priestess's key, who is here in all of us. We are all priestesses, but the archetype of the priestess is here to unlock the divinity in you. Yes, she sits in a temple, she channels, she connects to the divine. She is sovereign and whole within herself, protected, discerning, devoted. And yet she's not here for her own gain. She is here for humanity. She is here to awaken humanity to its own divine power and connection. And I'm hoping that each and every Thursday, when I come to you in this unlocking series, that that is what you, my sweet soul sister, listening to this podcast, remember. That you are truly limitless, that you are unstoppable, that you are beautiful, that you are designed to be abundant, joyful, healthy, free. And that's what these little mini-sodes, micro-sodes, however long I go, are really for. And today, on this particular episode, I want to unlock something that I probably could guess has been locked up inside of you, because it's certainly been locked up inside of me at times, which is rage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to go there, okay? It's often taboo to talk about women who are bitchy and angry, and honestly, this part of us has been weaponized for centuries. And I'm maybe going to guess that your nervous system maybe saw the title of this podcast and tensed up and was like, ooh, do I really want to listen to this? And if that's the case, then good. That means this episode is for you, because we're going to talk today about your inner bitch. Yep, the fucking feral one. The woman who breathes fire. Okay, the woman who is so at her brim with all of the bullshit that she has, by death by a thousand paper cuts, as I like to say, and we're going to talk about that, absorbed, digested, and sucked down because she's got so much shit to do, and it is slowly deteriorating your brightest light. And I'm just going to speak from experience, as I often do. And this is very top of mind for me, because I tapped into my rage just the other day. I'm not going to come on here and give you any single key to practice unless I have practiced it myself or am currently practicing it. And the truth of the truth of the truth, you guys, is that I have been through an energetic wipeout over these last few months. If you've been following my journey, you know that I just moved into a brand new custom home that my husband, Brian, and I have been on the path of building for 3.5 years. And I like to say that when Brian and I found our land in Nashville, 5 acres in the woods, we got pregnant with this little idea, this little seedling, let's build a house. And we had the most beautiful pregnancy, you guys. It was a honeymoon the whole time. Him and I were on the same page at every single doctor's visit slash selections appointment, every meeting with our builder, our architect, our designer. It brought our marriage closer. We were so lockstep in sync in this beautiful baby of a dream that we were co-creating together. And the truth is, every single person that had ever built a house, a custom home that we knew personally that had gone on this journey had warned us. They were like, you guys might get a divorce. You guys are not going to get along. It's going to be so painful and so stressful. Even our own builder told us the day we broke ground, we were there. He was like, yep, I've been on plenty of moments like this where we break ground with the couple. And then a year and a half later, the couple isn't even together anymore because that's how stressful building a house was. And the whole time, Brian and I, like the last year and a half, we were like, psh, we're so different. We're so special. We have enjoyed this process so thoroughly. This has been magical. This has been easy. What is everyone talking about? And then in the last 3 months, it was contractions. The baby started kicking and the water broke. And for 3 months straight, we were in labor. And it was some of the most stressful, crucible-like 3 months of my life personally, within my marriage, within my body, within my stress, within my finances, within my capacity to hold running a business while birthing a house, while trying to take care of my nervous system. And actually, a couple weeks ago, I moved into the house, my newborn. And within 2 weeks, I had to get on an airplane and fly to San Diego for a speaking engagement. On my way back from San Diego, I stopped in Phoenix casually to drive to Sedona for a 24-hour whirlwind site visit with my team for all of these beautiful women that we're welcoming into the next Claim Your Light that's happening in January. It's a sold-out retreat. And if you're interested in my retreats, I'll just say sidebar. I'll leave a link to join the wait list because I host the most amazing retreats. And we don't rage. Well, some of us do, but we'll get back to rage in a second. But I definitely stand behind the fact that I host and produce top of the world-class events, and they sell out every year. It is the most beautiful thing that I get to do, to be in person and to go that deep 5 days in a row with my beautiful community in the most sacred vortexes across the world. So it was important to me to go serve those women on stage in San Diego. It was important for me to go prep for this incredible retreat with my team in Sedona for a day. And I'm heading back to come home for just a day or two to get on another airplane to fly to Chicago for Thanksgiving. And I had planned all of this in the midst of my move these last 3 months, not at all considering how my body was going to feel when it came down to push and shove. And I get to the Phoenix airport after 2.5 hours in the car, a rental car fiasco. This airport in Phoenix, maybe some of you live there, some of you have been there. It's a small city, it's massive. My flight was delayed. The flight was taking forever to land. There was just bad energy on that plane from the airline attendant. Somebody had a concussion and fainted. There was all of this drama. There were nurses on the plane, doctors on the plane. This guy fainted right in front of me. It was just so much intense energy. And I felt myself break. And my husband picked me up from the airport and I got in the car, and I'm very blessed that I have an amazing partner, an amazing man that can hold space for me. I cherish him. And I didn't cry. I didn't break down in a typical exhausted kind of fashion. I raged. I spent the whole car ride home screaming, cursing, roaring. Like I said, I have an amazing husband who was just sitting there being like, get it out, baby. Just get it out. Wasn't triggered at all by my rage, but was in fact a beautiful space holder. And it was so cleansing. It was so alchemizing. It was me tapping in to my power, because rage is not a problem. Your rage is a portal. It is one of the most distorted feminine frequencies on this planet because it is one of the most powerful. The world is terrified of women in their rage. The patriarchy couldn't risk women being connected to their inner fire because that fire burns down systems, it rewrites timelines, and it resurrects entire fucking identities. And that is why they demonized it. And that is why you demonize it in yourself. They called women bitches. We call other women bitches. We call ourselves, oh, we're just being a bitch today, is actually a covert way to shame our instincts, to protect, to draw boundaries, to take up space, to lead our lives in the way that we want them to feel. All right, my friends, if you are listening to this podcast, I know that the Matrix is bullshit. And yet it has gotten its hooks into so many of us, looping us into stress and scarcity and survival. And I can say this because I speak from deep experience. But here's the truth. Your cells, your body, your systems, your life was built for brilliance, not burnout and fear. It is time, sister, to deprogram the deep programs that have been running your life for most of your life. And microflow microdose mushrooms is your key. Now, these are high vibe, organic, Reiki infused blends designed to support your nervous system, your menstrual cycle, your psyche, and your physical body in breaking free from it all. Microflow isn't just a magic mushroom microdosing company. Microflow is different. It is a soul technology. It's founded by Christy Nault as the only cycle syncing microdose protocol made for women to balance divine masculine and divine feminine energy on the market. The Exude blend activates your radiance, heart opening, bold expression, and full aliveness. I love to take Exude during my follicular and ovulation phases of my cycle. And then there's Surrender, which softens your system into deep rest, healing, and fertile reconnection. And I love to take Surrender during my luteal and menstrual phases. Now, if you want to tap into even higher states of consciousness, pick up a bottle of Theta with Egyptian Blue Lotus, which Christy says, and I've experienced this personally working with it, is a portal not into 5D realms, but 7D realms. When you use it in ceremony, channeling, ecstatic dance, or breath work, trust me, you are going to have an unforgettable life-changing activation. And when you purchase Theta, you're going to get Christy's full 4-hour guided breathwork experience for free. Microflow isn't about escaping. It's about alchemizing your life, your business, your relationships, your health, your vitality into more freedom. I would not have the life that I have, the business that I have, the team that I have, the body that I have, the marriage that I have, and the joy that I have if it wasn't for using Microflow consistently every single week of my life for the last 3 years. So visit microflowhealing.com now and use code Jessica10 at checkout for $10 off your order. Visit microflowhealing.com today to pick up your blends, and do not miss Christy's free 2.5-hour microdosing masterclass. Your sovereignty begins now. All right, guys, many of you in my community know that I have been on a long journey building my custom home. And when it came down to furnishing my bedrooms and particularly my bedding, there was only one brand that I was going to, and that is Cozy Earth. Now, these days, I crave comfort, like every one of us, that feels intentional. I'm talking soul soothing, because after I'm spiritually hustling all day long, you guys, I want my 5 to 9, the hours that matter the most, to be the most luxurious part of my day. And that's exactly what Cozy Earth does. It transforms my evenings into sacred sanctuary. Now, I have a big confession. I'm also obsessed with their bamboo pajama set. It's buttery soft. It drapes like a dream and somehow sleeps cooler than cotton. I like to pair it with their plush and textured bubble cuddle blanket. It's the perfect combo for curling up with my husband and my dogs after a long day as the CEO that I am. And here's what I love the most. Cozy Earth doesn't just feel good during the holidays, although they would make an incredible holiday gift. They are part of my daily ritual. These are the things that I reach for again and again because Cozy Earth reminds me when I touch it, when I smell it, when I feel it, what he feels like. And that, as a busy female entrepreneur, is priceless. They even offer a 100-night sleep trial. So if you don't love them, you can return them hassle-free, but trust me, you won't want to. You'll actually want to stay in bed all day long because they're that amazing. Cozy Earth's Black Friday sale is already here. So use my code JessicaZ for 40% off. You heard that right. Use my code JessicaZ for 40% off. These deals are not going to last long. So start your holiday shopping today. And if you get a post-purchase survey, tell them you heard about Cozy Earth right here on the Spiritual Hustler podcast. Visit CozyEarth.com and use code JessicaZ at checkout and wrap the ones you love, including yourself, in luxury. And here is the truth. We're going to talk about some spiritual kingdoms today. We're going to talk about the goddesses. We're going to talk about the animal kingdoms. I was actually looking at my dog, Zoe, when I got back, and I have two dogs. I have a boy dog, Dakota, and he is the sweetest little dove. He's actually a Staffy, a Staffordshire Bull Terrier. He looks like a pit bull, even though he's not, but he's like the tough one. He is the sugary one. And then I have a 13-pound Boston Terrier who is the female. And they call the female dogs in the dog breed the bitch because she's the alpha. Zoe is way more particular, way more boundaried, way more on her terms than my boy dog is. And that's because the female species is the leader. She is the protector. She is the matriarch. So the word bitch is actually an insult in disguise of a crown, okay? So there is no one who embodies the energy more fiercely of rage than certain goddesses. And I've been working with these particular goddesses in my work. And some of the most wholly revered feminine archetypes are those of destruction and rebirth. I speak about Sekhmet. I went and visited her temple in Egypt. She actually came to visit me in a lucid dream the first night that I was in Egypt when I was on the verge of getting sick, like sick, like the flu. And Sekhmet came into this dream that I had. I wrote about this in my book, The Light Work, and she chewed me up. I felt my body in her teeth, in her jowls. I felt her split me apart with her claws. She chewed me up. She spit me out. I was super sick. I got this super high fever. I was sweating through my sheets, twisting and turning, coughing, choking, like my throat, lungs were on fire. This all happened in a matter of a 14-hour night. And I woke up the next morning. She spit me out clean and I wasn't sick. And I was able to do that 15-day spiritual pilgrimage because Sekhmet was my protector, my guide, my teacher. Sekhmet is known as the goddess of war and healing. I like to say she doesn't just war to war. She doesn't just war to fuck shit up. She wars to heal. So when you find your inner war, when you let yourself feel and tap in to the struggle, to the exhaustion, to the fatigue, to the disappointment, to the frustration, to the crossed boundaries, to the misalignments in your life, you don't just rage to rage. You rage to heal, but the key is to let yourself feel it first or you won't heal it. I want to really implore you to examine your yeses. Speaking of boundaries, this came to me as I was raging in the car at my husband, not at my husband, but in my husband's presence, that there are so many things that I say yes to that is a 95% yes. Like I know my no's, like they're pretty clear. But my yeses are a little blurry. They're 95% a lot of the time. They're not 150% yeses. They're not always clean. They're not always fully sovereign and in coherence because that 5% of any hesitation, that is where the soul drain happens, right there. That is where the resentment starts to fester and grow. That is where women die by 1,000 paper cuts. The micro betrayals, the micro self betrayals, the small, tiny silences that you're like, wow, my friend wants to come visit me and I really want her to come. And 95% of my body wants her to spend 3 days with me. But that 5% of me really knows that by the time she comes, I'm going to want that weekend to spend by myself. That tiny moments of, oh, it's totally fine when it's actually not fine at all. I want you to look at those because one dagger wound is clear as we can often feel and know to be true, like when our hearts get broken or when someone betrays us or we get fired or we lose the client or someone gossiped about us, like that's a dagger. That's a very clear like, okay, no thank you, or I am moving on, or I am drawing a boundary, or I need to look at something in my life and carve a new path. But it's the thousand tiny cuts. That's what takes us out. And that's what leads us to being a bitch. Can I get an amen? Can I get a hand raise? Am I the only one that's feeling this? But here's what I really want you to unlock. That inner bitch, your inner segment, that is actually the part of you that is being called forth to refuse to tolerate those tiny cuts anymore. She is the one who says, I'm not here to be liked. I'm not here to make everyone happy. I'm not here to put my needs behind anyone else's. I am not here to sacrifice myself silently for the sake of everyone else's comfort. I am here to be sovereign. And rage only becomes dangerous when it is stuffed down, buried, and repressed. But when it is channeled, when it is expressed wholly, when you let yourself fucking scream and roar and feel the depths of your anger, whether that's anger towards yourself for betraying yourself on those 5%, or the world and what's happening and all of the injustices, whether it is rage at your partner, don't rage at your partner, it's not necessarily what I'm recommending, rage at a situation, rage at your business, rage at your schedule, rage at your family, when it is channeled in a healthy way, either with yourself, by yourself, in your own space and time, or in the presence of someone you love, like a friend or a husband or a partner or a therapist or a community, a group, a tribe, rage becomes your compass. It shows you what you are done tolerating. It shows you your non-negotiables. It shows you where you have been betraying yourself in micro ways. It implores you to ask yourself, where am I saying 95% yes to things that require my full devotion or my full exit? Your inner bitch isn't here to destroy your life, and she's certainly not here to give a flying fuck what anyone thinks. She's here to clear the path, sister, so that you can actually walk the timeline that you were born for. Because when a woman lets herself feel her own rage safely, consciously, lovingly, her power comes back online. Her boundaries become clean. Her voice becomes unmistakable. Her desires get loud enough to hear, and her energy stops leaking. In the days leading after my rage expression, I felt so light. I felt so sharp. I felt so discerning. My ability to communicate my needs was at its finest. Because when you stop being a woman who is easy to drain and become a woman who is impossible to fuck with, you create a whole new reality for yourself. So today I'm just here to give you your permission slip, to let that inner bitch lead for a moment, to let her speak, to let her fucking roar, scream, cry, take a freaking baseball bat and beat it outside on the yard when no one is looking, or let people look and have them think you're crazy. But you're just like, hey, I'm not crazy. I'm just enlightened. Let her tell you the truth, because on the other side of that rage is clarity. For whatever it's worth, in the last few days, I have channeled the entire next 2 years of my entire business and how I'm going to scale it to 8 figures in revenue. Full stop. On the other side of destruction is always creation. And on the other side of reclaiming your fire is the version of you who takes nothing less than her full destiny. So let her rip, sister. The world needs you fully turned on, fully online. And sometimes that requires, no, it doesn't sometimes require, it demands your full expression and your full embodiment of all of you. I love you all so fucking much. Thank you for listening. I thought about raging and screaming just to give you an example, but I think I'm gonna go do that by myself. I love you guys so much. It feels so good. Go try it. I love you guys so much. I'll see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.